Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kangs Podcast of the Midway, or Kings, depending on your vernacular. We got news today. The Chicago Bears, our beloved, are going to take on the Los Angeles Rams, week one.
Word.
We got a test right out the gate.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Oh, so they leaking the schedule release then.
Yeah.
Because I thought we were taking on the Packers come week one.
No, I think Danny Parkins, I think, put that out. Somebody with a check mark put that out.
Okay. Well, I did see for a fact that we will be having we got like four primetime games coming up this season. So four primetime games.
Yes, sir.
That's not bad. Yeah,
it was Danny Parkins who tweeted out week one Bears open in LA on Sunday Night Football against the Rams. Danny Parkins of Parkle and Spiegel's. What is that? 670? Yeah, 670 to score. Drop that. So I'll share that with y'all, fellas. So, yeah, we starting off hot. So that leads me into, like, the first question. That's been the topic of conversation. Do we start off with the boy wonder, Justin Fields? Or do we roll with old Andy Dalton?
Yo, I'm going to let Dan start with that one.
Man, it's a good question, man. But, you know, the situation, you know how I feel. I think I said it last week, man. I believe in trial by fire. I believe this dude is not an unknown. He's a talented quarterback. He's got skills. He's got the smarts. He's got the know-how. He's got everything you need to be a good quarterback, a great quarterback in this league, right? Mm-hmm. He's been great at every level. He's won on every level. You know, he's done everything. He's done it all. So, you know, barring some crazy situation with Matt Nagy's playbook, which is possible, you know what I mean, that a person can't get the playbook down because maybe it's too chaotic. That's just my personal opinion.
Cumbersome.
Yeah, cumbersome. Yeah, that's a good word there. Cumbersome, you know. Barring something like that, I think his talent is going to shine brighter than the Andy Dalton's by far. And how do you go into a locker room, you know, with some guys that are on this team and you have pieces that are in the prime of their careers? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got some guys who are in their prime. You got some younger players, but you got a lot of guys who want to win right now. They've been around in the league for a little while. They want to win. They want to, you know, we were supposed to be winning back in 2019. You know what I mean? So you're 2 years removed from that, but you got a lot of these same players and a lot of these same talented guys. They're looking to win now. So, you know, how do you look them in the face and say, hey, we're going to throw Andy Dalton out here and see how it goes first? If he's not giving you the best chance to win. So in my opinion, Justin Fields needs to start, man. He's the future. The future begins now. The future don't need to begin 6 months from now. You know what I mean? The future is now. Let him do what he does.
Yeah. I pretty much agree with that. The only reason why I think Andy Dalton should start the season, like we just said, Dan, if either one, he's not getting it, or two, if the playbook is too cumbersome, which also makes me say, then why the hell is it? Because this guy has enough skills This is why I said Matt Nagy got no excuses now. This kid has enough skills to where you can design plays around what he does best. You can take a lot of, because they run a lot of spread in Ohio State. Matt Nagy has some of those concepts here. He can run that. He can take plays under center. He can run a lot of the boot action stuff that Mitch was running. You can design those shot plays that he was, you know, with the guy running down the field, you know, wide open, that our quarterbacks last year couldn't hit as often as we like to or as he wanted to. You can design all that stuff. You can still run David Montgomery. You get Tariq Cohen back. You got Khalil Herbert. You got pieces. So if, and this is what we're saying, if Matt Nagy is who he believes he is, right, then he should be able to make this work, because you are sitting here with a blue chip talent at the quarterback position who can do everything. Everything. He's everything you wanted. Everything you imagine. If you can't make this work, bro, you can go and get the hell on. Like, that's how I feel. It's right there. You got the receivers. You got the tight ends. You got the running backs. You drafted all these offensive linemen. You bring an offensive lineman back. Let's go, baby. That's how I feel.
Okay. Well, my thing is just with Justin Fields in general, man, because, you know, Roy, you put me up on that QB1, man. So I watched him during that whole season. You know, like it's like, what, 10 episodes, right?
Yeah, you went in deeper than me, bro. Oh, I'm still okay. At three.
Yeah. I just binge watched it, you know what I'm saying, and checked him out, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatnot. But funny thing about it is he kind of annoyed me a little bit as a high school kid, you know, his coach and everything. You know, he's like telling the coach what to do. Like, don't you think, you know, don't you think we should work on this? Don't you think we should, you know what I'm saying? He's so in tune with the game. You know what I'm saying? He's actually giving the coach pointers and tips on what to do, which tripped me out. Like, wow. Like, damn, that's how he operating? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, don't you think we should come out in the second string? Should come in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw that part.
You know, it'd be a shame if we're in a two-minute situation and we haven't worked on two-minute coach. And da, da, da. I'm like, he's kind of annoying to the point where it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's good that he's in tune that way. You know, it's great that he's in tune that way. He says he hates to lose. He's a competitor. He's a fiery competitor. And the boy is smart as hell. Mm-hmm. Got a 29 on his ACT. That's damn near you 3 points away from perfect. 32. You see what I'm saying? That boy is fucking smart, man. He's gifted athletically and mentally. So with that being said, going into training camp, right? And, you know, this is probably going to be Nagy's guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nagy is just like Pace was attached at the hip with Mitch, you know, and Nagy came in and, you know, was like, nah, this ain't the dude. You know, Nagy is tied at the hip. He's tied at the hip. He's tied at the hip with him, man. You know what I'm saying? So there is no excuses. There is no excuses in this. So you got to do what you got to do to get the most out of this kid, the most out of him. And if he comes into camp, which I'm pretty sure he's smart as a damn whip and he knows this damn playbook, and finally we got somebody who can read a goddamn defense and somebody who can teach him how to read a defense, unlike the last sack of excrement we had. You know, his name should not be mentioned. His name shall not be mentioned. But unlike the last sack of excrement we had here in Chicago, man, you know,
we call him Giraffe Neck.
Yeah, man. You know, so he's not like them. So if we can get him, you know, if we can definitely get him to read a defense and diagnose a defense, and he's coming in to training camp kicking ass and taking names, or as I like to say, taking ass and kicking names. You know, just raping and pillaging, you know, the whole entire defense, man. You know, it's gonna be a different story, man. And if he's coming in balling, he gotta play, because he gives your team the best opportunity to win. And I think that's gonna make that defense rally. Mm-hmm. That's definitely gonna make that defense rally, and they're gonna be like, look, we gotta get the kid his first win. We gotta get the kid his first touchdown. We gotta get the kid, you know, we gotta put the kid in a good situation. And teams can rally about that. You know, And what I mean by rally, you know, look what Khalil Mack did to that defense when he came. And he didn't come until the beginning of September, right before the season started. He came 1 week before the season started. And that defense played with its hair on fire. I ain't never seen. Look, that's the same nasty ass defense we had the year before. The only difference was Khalil Mack. It was the same nasty ass defense. It was like, okay, look, ain't nobody good on this defense. You know, this, this, that, and the third. That's when Akeem Hicks emerged. That's when, you know, Trevathan started emerging. That's when Eddie Jackson started emerging.
Fuller.
That's when Fuller emerged. You know what I'm saying? That's when everybody emerged, because why? Khalil Mack was like a jolt of enthusiasm and a jolt of it. They had a fucking grown man on the defense. And I think Justin Fields can be the same thing to this offense. They needed a grown man. One thing that I didn't like, though. What's up with A-Rod, man? He ain't reached out to him, ain't showed the little homie love or nothing. Like, what the fuck is you on, bro? Seriously, you ain't this is supposed to be your quarterback. Now, the only people that showed enthusiasm was Tariq Cohen and Eddie Jackson. Ain't nobody else reached out to him. And with Allen Robinson supposed to be the leader on the offense, come on, bro. Where you at?
Bro, that's okay. I mean, because if Allen Robinson, like I said before, if you don't want to be here, he ain't got to be here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, I seen pictures that he was working with Marquise Goodwin already.
Exactly.
So if you don't want to get on the same page, or you don't want to, you're gonna act like that, then so be it. I'm not gonna knock him for that though. You know what I mean? Because he is on a tag, so I'm not gonna now reaching out. You know, if he reaches out to him, calls him, text message, whatever you want to do, talk to him. I would suggest that he do that. You know what I mean? But as far as like any volunteer activity, I'm not going to hold that against Allen Robinson, because he's on a tag. He's on a franchise tag.
Right.
So it's all, you know what I mean? I'm not doing nothing that would possibly injure me or anything like that. So I'm not going to hold that against him. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to get on page, man, and you want to dip, then fine. I'm cool with it.
But don't it kind of, like, you know, as a Bears fan, though, don't it kind of leave you looking at him like with a side eye? Like, what the fuck is up with you?
But see, this is Allen Robinson, though, bro. Like, we've been dealing with this for
bitch, man.
How long now? How long we've been dealing with it? All last year. And we about to go into a second year of this Allen Robinson behavior. So it is what it is. I'm used to it at this point. I'm not even mad no more. I'm used to it. And at this point, it's like, whatever, bro. You under the tag, so I don't give a, you know, for all I care, they could sit him on the bench and let his numbers drop off, and he ain't gonna get paid nothing next year.
Straight up.
Yeah. The only
maybe that's a jerk in me, but it, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Unless he's doing it, you know, privately
but what has he done privately, though? You know, because he's always running a Twitter.
Yeah. 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 He didn't thank none of the rookies. He had that one paid promo. He was like, hey, Rook. The realtor.com?
Yeah.
He had a paid promo. So this is my thing. Like, hey, the thing about it is that, and this is like, we were just talking about, me and Dan before we got on, fans fall in love with players, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a different game. When you got that franchise cornerstone quarterback, that becomes less of an issue, because guess what? Because next year, the Bears will have $40 million in cap. That's without cutting.
And that was without cutting Leno and all of them. Yeah,
all of them. So you're going to have money, and you're going to have a franchise quarterback, a rookie. How many people are going to want to come and play for Chicago? It sounds like Justin Jefferson already want to play for Chicago.
Exactly.
Talking about, he would have loved to have Justin Fields in Minnesota over Kirk Cousins.
Oh, he straight trash Kirk Cousins today. Oh, man, I love it, bro. I love it, dude.
And so these dudes want to play with him. This is the thing. This is why, like, I wanted Watson, right? Because everyone knew that he was the man coming out of Clemson. It's the same thing with Justin Fields. He comes into the NFL with automatic credibility. The players know who can play. They know. Ain't no scout, Dan Orlovsky, Chris Sims, who aren't good quarterbacks in the NFL, going to say, I don't think Justin Fields can do this and do that. Well, he can do more than your ass did. That's why you own ESPN and not on the football field, Playboy. You know, so Everybody knows these dudes can play. So when people, when you see in a current NFL players talking about these guys, they talk to them, they talk about those guys differently, right? You see Justin Jefferson automatically giving Justin Fields his props, right? You already see this. You Eddie Jackson jumping up and down because they got Justin Fields. Mm. It's a different vibe. Like you said, it's that Khalil Mack vibe. He's going to come in there. He's confident. He's done it before. He's been in the spotlight his whole life. This is nothing new for him. He's going to drop back. He's going to look. He's going to throw a pass. And everybody's going to lose their fucking minds. And it's going to be his job, dude. And if Allen Robinson don't want to be on board with that, deuces, bro.
Kick rocks.
Yeah.
Somebody else will take your spot.
Draft pick. Yeah, we'll draft one. You know what I'm saying? So it really don't matter. We'll draft one. And my thing is like, bro, you know, how could you not? You know what I'm saying? How could you not be on board with this? The whole damn city. I think he's jealous.
No, I don't think. I think he's bitter, man. He wanted to get paid. He felt like he was going to get paid this money. He's still bitter. And that's him, man. He's just a sensitive cat in that regard. You know? It is what it is, though, man. Like, I'm not even. He's the last thing on my mind, to be honest with you. I mean, I want him to be here. If he brings to the table what he did in 2018, 2019, that 2020 attitude, 2021, what he's showing right now, nah, man, he can go. He can go somewhere.
I just think
it's not a popular thing for us to say that because, like Will was saying, you know, these fans, they fall in love with the players, man.
It's, right.
You know, whatever. He, you know, just, nah, man.
See, I think, and another thing, again, we got somebody who can really throw that deep ball. I think he's going to get exposed. I think he's going to get exposed for being slow. I honestly think that.
And Justin likes to push the ball downfield.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got somebody that can really throw that damn deep ball, and you got to have some wheels to get up under that.
That's why they signed all those 4-3
That's why they signed all them fast-ass receivers. Think about that. Think about that. So cats like Allen Robinson, cats like Anthony Miller, you become null and void because you can't get down there. It has to be perfect ball placement for these individuals. You know what I'm saying? And not nobody who can – he can just sling it to a spot and you turn on the Jets and you run up under it in stride.
Right.
That Olave, that motherfucker, he fast, bro. Olave is fast.
None of them are big. None of the Ohio State guys are big. They
was just burners. They was just burners.
Because he's accurate.
Yeah.
He's accurate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these motherfuckers had jetpacks in their ass. So they was fast, bro.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson.
They was fast.
These are like 6 feet dudes. These dudes are 5'11", 6'1". Olave was the biggest dude.
Don't be surprised. Now, listen here. And really, just keep this in mind, right? Keep this in mind. Isn't Michael Thomas up for a contract at the end of this season? If I'm not mistaken, isn't he up for a contract at the end of the season?
I'll have to look it up.
Or
dude,
does he have
a lot of people that want to play for Chicago?
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Doesn't he have one? Or does he have one more year up under his contract? Because again, Drew Brees is gone. And who's going to feed the beast now? I mean, of course, you got crab legs out there. You know what I'm saying? And Jameis going to do what he can do.
Eat the dog.
You know, Jameis is going to do what he can do. But if Michael Thomas.
Oh, no, he got a couple years.
He got a couple years. Okay, yeah, so he must have just signed his extension probably through, 2 years ago.
Yeah, he signed through 2024.
Okay.
Whether it's him or somebody else.
It don't matter.
People going to want to play. People gonna want to play for this dude.
To a cat who gonna get them the ball.
Yeah.
So.
And it, yeah. So it's like we said, it's a different game, man. When you got that guy, it's a different game because people want to play with that guy. You know, and it's a new world, man. And I'm excited, man. Like you said, this guy's ready to go, man. This guy's been in the spotlight. Like some of the plays he makes it look easy. I think I had a thread of like some of the games I watched, dude, and he like. It was a free rusher. It was a defense. I think it was a nickelback. He just baited him. He just stood there and then just juked the dude, spun out 20 yards. He makes it look so easy, you know? And he's just like, Jesus Christ, that dude just shook the Sonic coins out of that dude and just dropped a 20-yard bomb. And it was like nothing. you know? And then, like I see where people, like, guys like, you know, Chris Sims and these guys say, well, he doesn't process. He's mechanical. That's because he's always hunting for the big play. Justin Fields, and this is something he's going to have to adapt a little bit in the NFL, is that he will ignore the check down and he will try to buy time with his legs, not to run, but to push the ball down the field. And sometimes that's led to sacks. And it's that same thing that Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson have. But Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson are top five, top 10 quarterbacks.
Yes,
that's
sir.
A good problem to have.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So, like, you're looking at it as a knock. But a lot of the top quarterbacks do the same thing. Dak Prescott does the same thing. That's what these guys do. They buy time with their legs. They hold on to the ball because they're trying to get that 40-yard bomb. They just trying to wait that little bit to make that play. And that's a big difference between the quarterbacks we had last year. You know, Trubisky, Foles, they, you know, Foles, he was throwing the check down. Soon he hit his third hitch, bro. He was letting that shit go. Check down.
Straight up. Straight up. See, man, it's just, again, it's going to be so exciting. You know, it's going to be truly exciting, truly a huge deal, man. You got these cats coming in and, you know, again, can you imagine how Lake Forest is going to be during training camp, especially allowing fans to attend these practices, you know, with Justin Fields there? That is going to be bonkers. That's going to be nuts.
I mean, you're going to be able to see the worst thing about this whole situation. I know we on the topic of Justin Fields, and do you start him over Andy Dalton, right? We're still quasi on that topic. But you, when you look at it, and you brought it up because you're talking about preseason and training camp, the difference between those two guys. When they first signed Andy Dalton, the first thing I said was, he got a weak arm, bro.
Yeah.
He's got a very weak arm.
You did say that. You said so that arm ain't gonna get him through Chicago with that wind in the late fall.
It ain't gonna work, right? It ain't gonna work. But you're gonna see the difference between a dude who could throw the ball, who can spin the ball, and a dude who has inferior arm talent. And it's going to be clearly evident, bro. It's going to be evident, dog.
Inferior.
Yeah, it's going to be evident. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah,
so that's why I don't think Andy Dalton will be starting because of that.
He's a good backup.
Yeah, he'll be a good backup.
He's a good backup there. Yeah. I ain't mad at that. Yeah, you're right. That ball, like, even watching now, dude, you see that ball just
spin
fly out of his hands.
Yeah.
It's like, how far do you want me to throw it? And then it drops perfectly, like in the bread basket. Like that pass Javon Wims dropped in the end zone.
Yeah, yeah.
The one good throw.
The throw at Trubisky.
He could do, right.
He dropped it. Get your ass off the field. Now, bye. I'm surprised. Why they ain't cut him yet? I digress.
Well, same reason why him and Miller ain't been cut yet. It's coming, though.
Yeah, at least Miller got some talent. I don't know what Javon Williams do besides block and fight.
Hey.
But I do want to... It's been like... Today has been...
You know... Wasn't Williams there with him when they were at Georgia?
I think he was.
Yeah, they were.
Ridley was.
Williams and Ridley were both there.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long, but they were both there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. You know, Williams and Ridley. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think Justin Fields' first touchdown that he threw was to Ridley. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Ridley's gonna stay around. I think Ridley's gonna stay around.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. I was watching his tape. That's the first touchdown he did throw. It was to Riley Ridley because they call him Calvin. I mean, they always do that. Mm-hmm. Poor dude. Yeah. Yeah. So that it may be something there, but who knows, man? We got a lot of wide receivers, man. We got a lot of, you know, Marquise Goodwin. We get, you know, they signed Bird. That dude's another fast dude. You know, we got Daz Newsome. You still got Ridley. Still got Williams. Still got Miller. Got a lot of receivers, man.
Mooney.
Mooney's going to be a star, bro.
He's gonna be insane with Justin Fields.
Those pass. Remember that one pass that Nick Foles like chucked like 10 yards over his head.
Yeah.
Fields gonna make that. But yeah, I wanted to touch on something, man. A lot of debates waging on Twitter about Charles Leno Jr. Man, I never knew Charles Leno Jr. had so many fans, but I've been battling all these Charles Leno Jr. fans. You know, because, you know, we all in agreement that I don't care what his PFF grade was. I don't care, you know, that his sack total and all that. He routinely got bullied at the line of scrimmage. And I posted a clip where he got bull rushed by Rashard Gary to Mitch Trubisky's lap and then got a holding penalty on the same call.
Yep.
How you get bull rushed and get a holding call?
Yeah.
You know, Tevin Jenkins, day one, is a better left tackle than Charles Leno Jr. People are like, well, he's better on the right. The dude is a left tackle.
Exactly.
He switched to the right side because the left tackle got hurt and the backup tackle didn't know how to play on the right side, and Tevin knows how to play both, so he switched to the right side.
Speak on it.
He's been practicing on the left side all offseason because that's his position. He has several games on the left side, and he dominated just like he did on the right. Why do you want to be outstanding on the right side and be mediocre on the left? I'd rather be outstanding on the left side and mediocre on the right. And Jermaine Ifedi is just that. Actually, he probably was better than Charles Leno because when I was watching this tape, he never got bull rushed and pushed on his back because he's 6'6", 350 pounds.
See, that's the thing, man. Like, the whole situation with Leno, I don't know why people are up in arms about it. Like he's a great guy. He's this guy. He's nice. That's his problem. What people were saying about Charles Leno is the reason why he's not a good football player. You can't play the offensive line and be a nice guy.
Right.
This wonderful human being. You got to be a nasty, dirty dog in most cases.
Got to be a big, nasty bastard.
Exactly. You gotta push people around. You got to be ignorant. You got to be rude. You got to be, you know, you got to have some dog in you. You got to have that nasty streak, man.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that are not nice are guys who are good offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guys are not good offensive linemen, bro. They're marshmallows. That's what he is, man.
Bro, Tevin Jenkins was playing the Texas Longhorns, and he pushed Joseph Osaian into another guy. He pancaked both of them. And then not only that, when they were on the ground, he just put his arms on both of them and just held them on the ground, bro. I seen this man push the dudes down, hold them down, and then step over them.
Yeah, that's funny. Like,
that's who I want as my left tackle, bro. I want a man throwing people into the bleachers, bro.
Exactly.
Yay.
That's what you need. That's what we need. To be honest with you.
That's what you need. And he said, remember what he said? If my quarterback gets hit after the whistle, that's my problem. How many times did that happen? Somebody get a late hit?
Right.
The only person you saw trying to fight was Kyle Long, dude, when he was healthy. Nobody else. Everybody was like, oh, okay, I guess you hit the quarterback. No, dude. You know, you got the franchise back there. You got to protect him.
Damn right. See, what I like about that is, you know what I'm saying? But did y'all see his wife, Leno's wife, post that?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? See, this is the problem. This is the problem. You know, and she's like talking like he was some first round draft pick. Man, you're lucky you lasted as long as you did, lady. Okay? You lucky you lasted as long as you did. I have to remember that this is a business and everything he's done for this team. What the fuck has he done besides get our fucking quarterbacks hurt? What has he done besides get our quarterbacks on the IR? What has he done?
Right.
What has he done? Please tell me. And dance his fat ass to Return of the Mac. Sit there and watch his titties gyrate as he's sitting there shirtless like somebody want to see that big ass tub of goo moving around. That tub of pudding gyrating across the damn floor. Who the fuck want to see that?
Remember we were like, does he even work out? Like, you got all that world-class equipment. Like, are you lifting, bro? Do you even lift, bro?
No, a lot of them dudes don't lift, man.
At least
I refuse to believe that you lift if you get pushed around the way that they got pushed around.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it just don't add up. It does not add up. 1 + 1 ain't 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. He wasn't hitting the damn weights. He wasn't hitting shit. He wasn't hitting shit but his meat. Straight up. Damn! He wasn't hitting nothing but his meat. That was it. And his wife.
Remember he got blown up by the DB? Then he get blown up by Bryce Callahan in Denver or something?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, listen, I'm 220, man. This is, like, you got 100 pounds on this DB. Ain't no 120-pound dude about to blow me up, bro. I don't care what. No, bro.
Look, man.
No dude 100 pounds lighter than me about to blow me up.
Then you got your wife out here talking trash.
Right. And you.
Then your wife gonna come out here talking about how bad you was done, how you was done dirty after 7 years, and you know you had to suffer through different offensive coordinators and coaches, and started on the line against other people, and you know all of that garbage. Like, if it's me, I'm like, shut up. I'm you know what I mean. I'm just gonna be real. What good is that gonna do? What does that make you look like?
Right. Yeah. So you know. It's just when I was reading that tweet in my head I was steadily thinking. Yeah, I read it, you know what I'm saying, was going through it and whatnot, and I'm just steady thinking.
Why the fuck you lying?
And she knew it. Like, get out of here with that. But I think of Charles Leno. Anytime, well, the first thing comes to mind when you think of Charles Leno is
that music is garbage.
Straight up garbage. Nobody going to bat for Leno. And then that lady who sung that nice little song for him. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me, right? Singing for Charles Leno to come to Colts. Of course, that shit didn't happen. Leno's career may be over with, man. I'm serious. I don't think nobody's going to take him. He ain't been cut officially yet. He was notified that he'd be cut. But he hasn't been cut officially yet. But... you know, he may catch on somewhere as a scab. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or a camp be a body. Tackle.
You know, but you ain't starting. Your days of that shit is over.
Yeah, you about got to get that minimum. That's a June 1st designation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
They can. You know? Him and the team can like agree to a contract. But he gonna get the vet minimum, dude. He's gonna be a backup tackle, like somebody beyond, that wants some depth. Yeah.
Beyond minimum. Give his ass.
And it's cool, and that's his role. I mean,
that was supposed to be his role originally.
Exactly, yeah. He's a seventh round draft pick, bro. I mean, you know, you got people that like we said, these people fall in love with the players because he was a seventh round draft pick, and it's nice to see somebody step up. Oh, and he filled this void for, you know, he started, he didn't miss no games. I mean, that's all good, man. That's all straight. You know, availability is your best ability. I get that. But it comes a certain point in time where you have to look at it objectively and say, look, this is not – it's not going to work. You know, I'm going to use the same word again. It's an inferior talent right there, you know, as opposed to other guys. And you look at these other teams that got – you know, that protect their quarterback. Man, we got a young 22-year-old dude, man. If we want him to play 15 years, we need somebody to protect him. Period.
Straight up. Real talk.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, and the whole thing is like, I got people saying, why, hey, start him off on the right side and then move him. I keep saying that's the Chicago Bear way, right? We expect this guy, we project him to play left tackle, but we're going to start him off at right guard and then move him to right tackle and then eventually move him to left tackle. No, if he's going to be the left tackle, put him at left tackle. Let him get those reps now. Let's stop playing this move people around game, dude. You know, that's another thing that irritates me. And that's been just the norm here. It, with the Bears is that when people don't do that, they freak out. Well, exactly. That's what we always do. What you always do won't work. If a guy's good enough to be the left tackle, he's good enough to be the left tackle, dude. Exactly. And then they start talking about arm length. And, he got 33.5-inch arms. Okay, so does Justin Peters and Thomas and all these other – like, what are you – they just be saying stuff. I don't know if they read, like, some draft article and they just like repeat the same things over and over, bro.
What I noticed about a lot about Bears Twitter, man, you know what I'm saying? Those, a lot of them aren't knowledgeable about football. They just throw shit at the wall and see what stick. You know, seriously. And that's the honest to God truth. You know what I'm saying? You get to talking football with them. Hey, what? Hold on. Wait. Who? When did that happen? He's still on the team? Like, what? Like, are you... You got to be shitting me, bro. For real? So, you know, I don't waste my time talking to half the mouth breathers. But... You know what I'm saying? The fan base that we do rock with, there are some knowledgeable yeah. guys there. You know, some great follows and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Right, so, right. But the cat, the truthers, it didn't seem like that's who we would have the damn issues with is the truthers. You know, for whatever reason, they just loved him blindly and would throw shit at the wall just to see what stick. Oh, in 1966... Mitch has done this and no other quarterback has done this since 1966. Pick up sticks. Suck Mitch dick. Like, what? What?
It's still about a handful. It ain't as many as it used to be.
Because they took their ass like to Buffalo.
It's still a couple. You'd be like, what?
Man.
What
are you
they never gave him a left tackle like Tevin Jenkins. He like,
yeah.
What?
Right. Right.
You're like, come on, bro. It's over, dude.
Oh, they treated Mitch like fucking MacGyver, man. They just gave him a popsicle stick, a paperclip, and some chewing gum, man, and told him to make it work. Like, what?
Yeah, that's the
next
wave.
Thing, man. It's like, that's man, let it go.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Exactly.
Shit. Let him go.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah, we got a new QB, man. And I was telling people, like, the guy I slip and I go back and forth with a couple, one guy. And I was just like, hey, man, do you realize Charles Leno is not on our team anymore, bro? Like, he was a mediocre player.
Trash.
And he got replaced by a younger, better player.
True.
And you sitting up here, like, defending the guy. Like, I don't get it. He ain't to be defended. The dude is a millionaire.
They love trash.
I love trash.
They're Oscar the Grouches, man. I'm like, y'all not Bears fans. Y'all Oscar the Grouches. You love trash. Just state it. Just tell the truth. State the obvious, all right? You know?
Yeah, man. I'm over it, dude. I'm done debating Leno. I'm done debating Trubisky. They don't play for the Bears. And we got better players. Period. End of discussion.
That's what it is.
Move on.
That's what it is.
We Justin Fields and Tevin Jenkins season right now, man. You know what I mean?
All day,
every day. And I wanted to see, because, you know, we had a little bit more time to do research. If y'all checked out any of these other draft picks besides the top two, like Khalil Herbert, you know, we got Graham, we got Daz Newsome, of course, Tonga.
Hey, Tonga is going to be the next Haloti Ngata, man, for us. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
High praise.
I see it in him. You know what I'm saying? I watched some of his film when he was at BYU. And, you know, the fact that how he attacked the offensive line, he would use his arms. He would, like, bull rush the offensive lineman and just, like, once he got his hands on him, would have him at his mercy. You know what I'm saying? He will hold him until he find out which way the damn... He would keep the... Well, number one, he would keep the offensive lineman off the backers. So the backers can make the play, get to wherever they're going. But if a running back was hitting a hole on his side, he would sling the offensive lineman to the opposite side and make the play. And I'm like, damn. Like, dude is solid. Solid.
Yeah, he's legit.
You know, and I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, Haloti Ngata is big praise. You know what I'm saying? Big time praise, man. But the way I see my man Tonga playing that D line, man. If I'm Hicks, man, I'm looking like, yo, this young cat is coming to take my spot. If I'm Eddie Goldman, I'm looking like, man, this young cat is coming to be a stopgap like me.
Right.
You know, yeah. that's huge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a different thing, man. I'm not sure. I got to look at him a little closer and see what he's about. I know he's a big body man. He's strong. You can't go wrong with the strength that he has. So that's
damn
that's
Samoans are strong, bro.
Yeah, that's a real good.
Yeah, they are.
be able to put him up in the front and let him tussle up there, man. That's what you want. You want somebody that's gonna fight down there. Yeah. The trenches, man. That's what I like about the Bears. They've addressed the trenches, right?
Yes.
In football, you do not win championships. I don't care what you say. You can have the most prolific offense, you know, run up and down the field. You could do whatever you want to do. If you cannot control the line of scrimmage, you are not going to win.
Preach.
And they addressed it, man. They addressed it with their draft. They're going forward with it. So, I mean, you know, we get Eddie Goldman back. Eddie Goldman's still only 26.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to look at that too. And, you know, is he going to demand much money? I don't know. You know what I mean?
He just got a contract extension.
Hey, it just got one. And then, like, last year gets rolled into the So, you know, we actually got him for a little while. So, I think we'll be all right there, man. I think that dude is going to be a nice little backup plan. We don't have to bring in somebody like Daniel McCullers like we did last year. No. Was big for
what
no
the
reason.
Hell?
Right? Six seven, big for no reason. 6'7", 400 pounds, just...
Oh, God.
Not worth...
Can't push nothing.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, Tonga. Tonga's nice. I like him, dude. Just like you said, just that depth. Because he's a big dude. He's strong. He's a little older for a rookie. He's like 24 because he's on a Mormon mission. I like him. And I like Herbert. I don't know how much tick he's going to get, the running back from Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. He's fast, man. I think he's going to be an instant player on, like, the kick return on the special team game. And he's a change of pace back because he's fast like Tariq Cohen, and he's about as big as David Montgomery.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think you can – if we commit to the run, CC Matt Nagy, you know what I mean, and – throw some change of pace backs up there. You got a nice little 1-2 punch because I think Tariq Cohen is going to play more wide receiver, more slot. Maybe you haven't run routes out of the backfield or mismatching with a linebacker. But I think for like the running back RB2, like a legitimate RB2, I like Herbert, man.
I do too. You know? I like Khalil Herbert, man. You know, yeah. Like I said, he's going to be that extra punch to go with Demo. You know what I'm saying? And then the fact that we got Damian Williams and, you know, Cohen. You know, being that threat coming out of the backfield as receiving options, man. Hey, this offense is becoming a Swiss Army knife to where, you know, we got multiple cats that can do it all. You know, and that's excluding Miller. That's excluding Wims because I don't think they're going to be on the roster. You know, that Demir Byrd signing, man, I'm telling you, I think that was a low-key – I think that was a low-key big move. You know, and we're not asking him.
I don't have that much faith in Demir Byrd, man.
But we're not asking him to be a one or a two, you know. And I don't even think he'll be a three. He'll probably be wide receiver four. You know what I'm saying? Wide receiver four.
So who's gone then? You saying Miller and Wims?
Yeah, I think both of them are gone.
I think Wims might be gone. I think they're gonna keep Miller.
I don't think they're gonna keep Miller because again, you know, you got
let's run down the depth chart right here.
Yeah,
right.
A Rob 1 for sure.
Yep, Mooney's
2.
Yep,
Goodwin 3
or 4.
Yeah,
Daz Newsom is either gonna be the 3 or 4.
Daz, Bird. So now you're talking about the last spot is gonna be a fight between Miller, Ridley and Wims.
And they're going to keep Ridley because he's a big body.
Out of those three, because this five guys is, let me go over it, A-Rob, Mooney, Goodwin, Bird, Daz Newsome. Because they just signed those guys and drafted them. So those five guys are making it, right?
Exactly.
So you got one more spot if you keep
saying. Heck no, that don't mean, just because they signed him don't mean he's going to make it, though.
I'll put it to you. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Over the ones that are left,
yeah,
they're going to be
that's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
Over the ones that are left, they're going to be there.
One of those three are going to get cut.
And I'm telling you,
I'm telling you who's getting asked. We bang on Miller, but I'd rather have Miller than Demir Byrd, man. Demir Byrd is trash, bro.
Okay.
He's 5'9", and he's speedy, and he got speed, you know, 4'2".
His last season was he doubled.
He's trash, bro.
I get what you're saying, but if he's trash, then what the hell is Anthony Miller? Because his numbers.
Anthony Miller got a little bit more high.
Because his numbers were better.
His numbers were better. But he got more upside, though. Who got more upside? honestly,
we really can't say, because at this point of the game, you know, at this stage of the game, we really can't say, because of the simple fact of the matter, you know, Miller's a fucking head case, bro. You That's really going to trust him? You really going to trust him? Let's say it's a game to win going into the playoffs. You know, we got to win to go into the playoffs. Or let's say the division crown is on the line, and somebody slips a punch in, boom, the ref didn't see it. And then his dumb ass go over there and retaliate. I'm just saying, in general. And then on top of that,
5 years, bro, he barely over 1,000 yards receiving.
Four touchdowns. Anthony Miller's been in the league how many years? Three? Going into his fourth year? So it's the same player.
He had 47 catches, 604 yards, 12.9 a carry. He only had one touchdown. Let me see. Anthony Miller.
Miller had touchdowns because, again, a lot of his shit was short.
But he didn't – the yard per catch he didn't have.
Exactly.
His yards per catch were horrible. It's going to be a battle, dude. You know, like, I don't – it's going to be a battle for Miller.
Yeah, but Miller's – You could say that average per catch, it was 9.9. That's trash. That's bad.
Yeah, it's
bad. But yeah. across the board, bro.
His receiver, his quarterbacks weren't.
But see, this is
check Darnell Mooney. Look at Darnell Mooney. I guarantee you, his yards per catch is around the same.
Yeah, they were throwing short passes, bro.
But see, this is my thing, though, right? Anytime you have the HNIC, and you really can't call him the HNIC, but the HCIC. The HCIC, for those who don't know, the HCIC, the boss, when he come out and blast you like that, you're gone. He don't want you there. He don't want you. And he's let that be known. He don't want him at all. He let it be known in a press conference. He had a bigger issue, and he said this out of his own mouth. He's like, I don't have a problem with what Javon Wims did. My issue was with Anthony. That's the problem, Anthony Miller. He vocally came out and said you were the problem.
That's no bueno.
You're not finna make that roster, bro. I don't give a damn who you are. You're not making that roster.
You're gonna make it, man. He's a second round pick.
Yeah, he gonna make it to the unemployment line. Straight up.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
He gonna make it to the unemployment line, bro. He not making that roster. I think out of the three that they got, I think they're gonna keep Ridley. Because he has more upside than the other two. And he's not a problem.
That's gonna be the thing.
He's not that's a problem. He's not
you're
a
talking
head
about wide receiver six. I do think they keep Bird, and I think the reason why they do it is because of speed.
They're gonna keep Bird. They're gonna keep Godwin.
It's because of speed. They want that speed. Like you can't. Goodwin? They want. Yeah.
You related to Case
Newsome?
Nah. Nah.
Yeah, they want
that's
that.
That's Miller's my cousin, gonna... though.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, I see they keep Ridley because he's 6'3". A big body.
6'2". Yeah.
A big body. Still young. Hasn't gotten much playing time. He's raw. They can use him. You know, if they put the time into him, he should have took his ass to A-Rob crib this summer and just chilled with him all summer, picked his brain on what to do.
But is A-Rob actually, like we just talked about his attitude.
Exactly.
What do you think he's doing, really?
Right.
He just hang with his brother. His brother's better than A-Rob.
He need to do something. You know, he need to do something.
I don't even know why he didn't get ticked. He played a couple times and he caught the ball. It ain't like he was out there looking
like
a fool. Well,
barely. Because against the Cowboys, I could have strangled his ass 2 years ago. Like, come on, dog. Catch the fucking ball,
In the games that he played well. He was okay.
Yeah,
in
he
my
was
opinion.
Decent. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It shocked me that Wims got snaps over him. That always shocked me. I was like, he's a fourth round draft pick, and he's getting
because you know what I honestly think that these cats is going out with Mike Fury, you know, whether it be Wims, whether it be Miller, and I think they hanging out with dude, man. They hanging out with dude because it seemed like he has no control over them whatsoever. They just running wild, doing whatever the hell they want, straight up.
Yeah, they were
as a position coach, yep. Like he had no He had no pull with them.
No.
At all. And it was like, damn, bro. Like, you just, you know, it kind of reminds me of the 40-year-old virgin. He was like, man, you need to put a leash on your bitch, man. Bitch is running wild. That was the Bears wide receiver room this year. Like, literally running wild, man. Straight up.
They were, though. They were.
Straight
the
up.
The only person that wasn't acting crazy was Mooney and Ridley. A-Rod was acting up. He's storming off on the sideline. Williams is boxing people with helmets on. Miller punching people in playoff games, dude. Like, what the? Ted Ginn Jr. was, like, not even trying to return punts. Like,
it was wild, man. Straight up.
I don't know what Ted Ginn Jr. was doing.
That's he's dog. Ready to retire, bro.
He was like, man, I ain't returning no punts here. I'm a fair catch. I'm a fair catch this. I'm a fair catch that, man. I'm done. It's just like he made his mind up mid-season, like, I'm done.
I'm finished. Whatever.
Remember, what's his name? Quit in the middle of the game.
Duh. And then, yeah. He took his shit off right at halftime.
For Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah, he took his shit off. He took his shit off right at halftime. I was like, man, I'm out.
They're like, where he at? I don't know. I ain't seen him.
Yeah. Vontae Davis?
Is that Yep. Vontae Davis. He was like, fuck this. I'm out. I done made a lot of money in my career, man. I'm finna go get the fuck up out of here, bro.
About to risk no CT.
He was like, man, it's like it hit him or something. Like, yo, why the fuck am I doing this? Like, while the coach was talking, he was like, man, I probably got about $80-90 million in the bank. Fuck this. I'm out. Finna deal with this shit.
Went home.
Finna go spend some money.
Car left.
Yeah, just left their ass at halftime. But I think Buffalo's getting their ass whooped too that game.
They were, dude.
Like, damn. Whoever was putting that ass whooping on Davis like that, bro, straight up to make him want to quit football.
Bro, I ain't never seen
that. Whatever
like
receiver
that
did that, boy, that's cold blooded. Because, man, when they reported that story, dog, I was like, damn. Just fuck them. He just was out. Like, man, I'm good, bro.
He got this car of love, bro. That was Ted Ginn. I thought Ted Ginn was going to just retire.
Checked out,
like,
literally.
He checked fair out. Catch it. Oh, retired.
Just like, man.
I'm going to Disneyland.
He wasn't even catching him, though, bro. He was just fair catching that shit, letting the shit hit the ground like, fuck it. Yep, just watching it roll off. Like,
but why are you asking this 35-year-old man
to return punts?
Like, he going to do it. He's
like, what?
No.
This ain't Slater.
He's like, ain't a rookie?
Like, what the hell? Yeah. He was like, you know, I'm going to get this last game check, and I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I know they're going to get rid of me. I'm going to go ahead and steal this last game check, and I'm going to get the fuck on up out of here. Damn shame, dog. Damn shame.
Yeah, man. So at least we got options. Daz Newsome, a good punt returner. Herbert's a good punt returner. Goodwin is, too.
Yeah.
Even Bird. That's another thing with Bird.
Bird is like, he's going to be the kick returner, and I think Newsome's going to be the punt returner.
Yeah.
Or
I think.
Well, I don't think they're going to have Cohen do it no more.
No, I don't think
he got hurt.
No. I think it's done. That's a wrap. Special occasions, I think if you need one, remember like he did in the playoff game, the Eagles?
Yeah.
Where they need him, then they'll do it every day. Because, he got his ACL torn because a dude fell into his knee, bro.
He dove dead into his shit.
Yeah.
Before he even caught the damn ball.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't even think we got a flag on that.
No.
Against the Giants.
Nah, it was Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, it was Atlanta.
It was our own player. Wasn't it? Was it in Woods?
Oh, man.
Was it Woods?
The same dumbass who ran into the punter 2 years ago against the damn Raiders and cost us the damn game.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
He ain't going to make it.
Jesus Christ.
He ain't going to make it.
That's a lot of dead weight I won't. It's a lot of dead weight I won't shed off this team. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody ain't going to be part of the journey. You know?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But and still, you know, I mean, shit, it'd be dope. It'd definitely be dope if we can make some noise, man, going with the young boy going into the new year. New season.
But, you know, there's a big thing that's going down. So I ain't even going to say their name. The team up north. And I want to touch on that.
Okay.
Aaron.
Wait.
And the Shy.
You said that team up north and all us Bear fans are like, can't stand them bastards, man.
The ugly ass colors they be wearing, dude. Who the wears green and yellow, dude? What is this, dude? This is like the worst crayon colors in the box.
Ugh. The color of baby shit.
Cheeseheads, bro. Cheeseheads.
The color of baby shit. Green and yellow.
So we got to touch on that because Mr. Aaron Rodgers got his heels dug in. There's a report in the Athletic.
He's not coming back.
They offered him more money than Pat Mahomes, and he turned it down.
He's not coming back.
Man, that man is vindictive. That man holds grudges. And that man's going to be hosting Jeopardy.
Yeah, he is.
If that happened, bro, it's a wrap.
I think it's funny, man. I think it's funny to see, you know, where they're at as a franchise right now because, of course, I'm happy that it's happening, right? Of course. But at the same time, they brought it on themselves. I mean, they wanted to move on from him, right? And in the NFL, there's a lot of people that say move on early rather than moving on late, right? And they saw that. They felt like his numbers dropped. And this is a classic example. This is a classic example of listening to too much analytics, listening to Pro Football Focus too closely, and following that those numbers. That QBR stuff, bro, they fudge those numbers in so many different ways, man.
Like, catchable ball, non-catchable
ball. Yeah, it's a non-catchable. What is all this? Just give me the numbers that he did, man. Let me watch the game and see what he did. The dude is still producing, man. I'm just going to be real. Aaron Rodgers has been producing. He has not had a drop-off.
None.
I don't care what you want to say, right? And they looked at it and they said, well, his completion percentage is lower. Or he just throws the ball away. He don't really, you know, that's the only reason his interceptions aren't high. Bro, he threw 48 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Like
you rather him throw interceptions and throw the ball away? Like,
yeah. What are you talking about? That's stupid, bro. So it's a classic example of that. It's paying too much attention to Pro Football Focus numbers and numbers that can be fudged either way. You don't really know how these guys come up with these numbers. You know what I mean? That's the question. How do you come up with those numbers? They analyze every single play. Oh, this was a run play. That's factored in. Man, whatever with all of that. So they brought it on themselves. They moved ahead. They looked at those analytics and they said, hey, Aaron Rodgers is falling off, so let's move on. Let's do this. And they did it. They didn't want a situation where it was like Brett Favre. Right? That's what they were trying to avoid. So they didn't want Aaron Rodgers having the power that Brett Favre had.
Right.
Brett Favre had, he had power, and he was just basically holding them hostage year after year. Am I going to retire? No. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. And then I'm coming back. Aaron Rodgers sat on the bench for 3 years playing that game, right?
Right.
For him.
Yep.
So that's what they didn't want Aaron Rodgers to do. Aaron Rodgers is saying, hey, I want to play. He wants minimum 3 years. I guarantee that. It's minimum 3 years added on to this deal that he got. So it'll be 4 years total. And if you look at it like that, Jordan Love ain't going to see the field. So you just wasted that traffic.
Absolutely.
Find him back.
That's his goal.
And the crazy thing is, didn't they say that Aaron Rodgers does not have any guaranteed money on this year's deal?
No, this is last year of his deal, yeah.
So no guaranteed money. So really, he's not indebted to the Packers for shit.
Well, yeah, but they can fine him for not coming.
True, but again, no guaranteed money. So this is all incentive based. So he's like,
if he tries to walk away or retire, then he's still under there. You know, so like if he comes back, he'd have to come back.
Right. But the crazy thing about that is, though, is like, okay, you know, how can you put a quarterback out there who didn't even dress? He didn't even dress.
Bro. Exactly.
Not one game last season. Didn't dress. And you drafted him?
They got to do something, though. I mean, at this point, this is what it is. Aaron Rodgers wants that 3-year deal. It'll be 4 years. He already played one, so that's 5 years. That dude has an option, right? So when you had Jordan Love, you got him for 4 or at least 5 years if you want him, right? So Aaron Rodgers wants to max that out. He wants to max it all the way out, play it all the way through, and then you either got to run with this dude who you know nothing about and you got to pay him a new contract or you got to go a different direction.
So you wasted your time. For 4 years, dude.
Yeah. 5.
4 years.
It'll be 5. Damn. If he does it right, if he signs the deal, it'll be 5 years.
Cold blooded. That's what I said, dude. He's vindictive, bro. I know exactly what he's doing. I was like, oh, he wants them to admit. Yeah. You made a mistake by drafting this guy, yeah. So I'm gonna make him rot on the bench. Or you trade him. You trade him for something I can use.
Yeah. Yep. Trade him for something I can use, or he can sit on the bench for five years.
The smart move is they give Aaron Rodgers that extension and you trade Jordan Love for whatever you can get. That's the smart move. Rocks. A box of rocks, because he is not going to be Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what they would think when they draft that kid. That dude was in the whack and threw 20 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. He has a highlight reel of interceptions. It's almost as many as his touchdowns. And, I mean, these interceptions are horrible. They pick sixes, bro.
Horrid.
Like, he's like the DB knowing he's throwing the ball before he even wind up, and they already breaking on the ball, catching it, just running into the end zone. And I'm like, this is the guy you moved up in the first round to pick?
Yeah, they thought it was a good idea at the time. I don't know what the
fuck. They still holding out that they like him, though.
Yeah. Like they giving up something great when all we see is practice footage of him just fucking stinking it up.
I've been cracking up too. God. Roy been posting them them tweets, man. He got a tweet where Jordan Love dropped back and he throw an interception, or he roll out and throw the ball into the
throw it up net. Under the damn net. Like, you are terrible.
He thought he hit it because it hit the bottom and it bounced up, and the other backup quarterback knew he didn't make it. He just laughing.
And then Roy posted the heart eye emojis.
QB1.
Damn shame, man.
They be mad, shame. Dude. I'm like, that's y'all QB1, dude. So, yeah, they got to make a decision, dude. I know exactly what A-Rod's doing. He's like, y'all going to have to give me the extension and admit Jordan Love a mistake, or y'all just move on from me right now. And that's the mistake they made, is that you don't get the quarterback unless you know you're willing to move on the next year, right? When you get that guy, you got to be like, he's going to sit the first year, but in the sixth year, you're going to have to Alex Smith him. You're going to have to trade him out of here.
They could have did it, man. But what they did is they did it all wrong. Like they've been embarrassing Aaron Rodgers at every turn that they can get. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was all a power struggle. They wanted to strip him of whatever power that he thought he had. And you know, that's why they signed a coach without his knowledge. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You don't go to him and say, hey, what are you looking for in a coach? You know what I mean? What type of scheme do you want to run? And then when you do hire the coach, you tell him, you know, don't mess this up. You don't be the problem here between these. You had a problem with your other coach. Don't be a problem again this time. You know what I mean? They disrespected him every turn. You know what I mean? And then they drafted somebody. He had no clue that they was going to draft a quarterback. You looking for them to draft a wide receiver or something you could use, and you go out there and you draft a quarterback, and then you turn around this year in the first round, and they drafted a defensive a DB that was slated to go late second round, possibly third round. So you disrespected them again this year to double down on your disrespect that you had for them the previous year. You know, so I think it's funny, man. I like it. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Because the end is near. It doesn't matter if it's this year or next year, because we got the 22-year-old quarterback. So we got time.
My thing is, let him go now. Let him go. You said you wanted to move on because you don't draft a quarterback if you're not thinking about moving on.
Exactly.
So what they thought was going to happen, Aaron Rodgers was going to just be quiet. He was going to play this year, play next year. You know what I'm saying? This is in 2021. And fade off into the sunset, and then they can run with Jordan Love at that point.
And he's screwing them right now.
And he's like, nah, I'm not going away quietly.
Exactly. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful because now they got to make a decision.
I love it.
Got to make a decision.
That's what they get.
They're looking at veteran quarterbacks. This is what they get, man. Yeah. Don't make this. This is the problem, man. When you got back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you get a little arrogant.
Yeah, like fortunate. They were fortunate.
Yeah, like Jerry Krause, right? Remember he said organizations build championships, not teams.
Yeah.
You got arrogant. You won so many championships. They ain't win as many championships as Jordan. I like to rub that in. But they only got arrogant.
Two. 30 years of them quarterbacks, they only got two.
Two. But they got a little arrogant. They got so comfortable with having good quarterbacks. They were like, man, we'll just draft another one. He'll be great. And that's the thing that I want Green Bay fans to suffer. Not that I'm a, screw Green Bay, but they need to know what it's like to not have a good quarterback and then start searching for one, and it take you 10, 15 years to find one. I want you to feel that pain while your rival has a killer.
Exactly. And see, the difference is people our age, they don't know that. They don't know that, because that's all they know. All they know is Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. Right. That's all they know their whole life. You feel me? Mm-hmm. They don't know that they didn't have nobody since Bart Starr before that.
Right.
And Bart Starr could only throw the ball 10 yards anyway, just to be real with you.
The Magic Man.
Magic. I was going to say Magic Man. Magic Man.
They had a bunch of trash quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're Gen X, you're millennial, especially if you're a millennial, man, you like 30, you don't know anything else but 4-12. That's it. Yep. We sitting over here with Rick Meyer and
K. McNown and
Harbaugh and Orton and Grossman and
Mike Tomczak
and Cordell Stewart, Steve Walsh.
Like, what the fuck?
And we just putting people back there, man.
Eric Kramer.
He broke all the records, too.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
Jim Miller. On steroids.
Man, we suffer.
Shit is nuts.
We suffer. Man, we had Matt Barkley starting games.
Matt Barkley, yeah.
Caleb Haney.
Mark Sanchez.
Butt fumble.
Mike Glennon. Like, come on, man.
Henry Burris.
It was some dark days.
Jason Campbell.
Oh, that 49ers game, he went out there. I was like, oh, he might be DC. He went out there and got destroyed.
That's why, like they was talking about us. They was talking about us, right? Like, oh, they in love with Justin Fields. It's like, yeah, yes. We are. First time in my life. Shoot, I could be proud of my quarterback right now.
Straight up.
I could buy the jersey and wear it around, walk around with my head held high. Like, oh, you guys got Justin Fields. Oh, okay.
Right.
That's why the Packers need to suffer, man.
Let them suffer. Continue to suffer. Yep. Suffer, biatch. Yep.
So I ain't got no mercy for them.
Fuck them.
No. You know, they think they're gonna roll into Jordan Love and it's gonna be all good. He's just like Favre. No, just like Rodgers. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Fuck them.
Okay.
So, fellas, Jordan. Parting shots this week. What you got for your parting shots?
Man, I'm still on my Justin Love, Justin Fields.
No.
Don't mix them up, dog. Please don't.
I had to catch myself. I'm still on my high, man.
I am too.
I'm still consuming all the Justin Fields content I can find.
I hear you.
You know? And I just can't wait. We got the rookie mini camp coming up, right?
Yes, sir.
In 3 days?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that. They showing tape. What's his name? Zach Wilson throwing in shorts. Oh my God! He's the most amazing quarterback I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, I don't get that either. He looked like his mom, though. You seen his mom? Like he looked just like his mom. Like all the kids, his brothers, siblings. They dad looked like a offensive lineman for the Bears. Meanwhile, his mom. You know, all the kids look like the mom, and Zach Wilson looked like. What's the brother from Step Brothers, the one that they couldn't stand? Derek?
Yeah.
Zach Wilson looks like Derek, man. Straight up.
Step Brothers.
Straight up. Dude look like Derek from Step Brothers, man. Like, damn. Okay.
I feel for that kid. I feel for him.
Hey. What you got, Dan? Your parting shot this week?
Parting shot, man, is... Man, just stick to the script there, Bears fans. You know what I mean? That's my thing. My parting shot is stick to the script. Look at the situation for what it is with Justin Fields. Get behind him. I said it last week. Please get behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go forward, man. Like this dude is gonna be good. Don't root against him just because you want to be right. Just because you bitter that Mitch is gone. Like I said last week, I'm not being a hypocrite because I was on Mitch. I was in there. I was like, let's ride with Mitch. Now it's let's ride with Justin, man.
Right.
Ride out.
All right. My parting shot is the Bears are going to be legit this season. Legit. I mean, I don't know how that may play out. Now, just being legit don't mean that it's going to translate to many wins or whatnot. You know, again, that's still yet to be determined. However, the Chicago Bears in this whole scenario, you know, they're going to be solid, man. They definitely going to be solid one way or the other. And with Justin Fields back there, man, and that weaponry that we got, at tight end, at running back, and wide receiver, offensive line. This team is going to put up some points, fellas. They're going to put up some points. And they're going to be exciting to watch. Because, again, the moment you think you have everything and then Justin Fields takes off out of that backfield, the moment he takes off out that backfield, the moment he hits a wide receiver in stride, he's only going to gain more confidence and get better and better and better. And that defense is going to feed off of that. And then they're going to be able to pin their ears back and, you know, and have at it, man. And especially with Eddie Goldman back in the middle, man, Khalil Mack doing his thing. If we can get some resurgence, some life, some legit life on the opposite side of Khalil Mack, you know, I'm not even particularly saying one goddamn player. It can be anybody. It could be Gibson. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, whoever is lined up over there on that right side, you know. Mm-hmm. It could be whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But if
the undrafted rookie,
yeah,
they just signed Snow.
Exactly. So, you know, if we can get some life on a push up the middle, you know, Khalil Mack does his thing, a push up the middle, and then some life on that opposite side, this defense is going to pin their ears back, and it ain't going to matter who the hell's at corner. It ain't going to matter who's at safety, because the opposing quarterback ain't going to have time to get the damn ball off. Plain and simple. If the front seven does their job, the back four, it don't matter who back there, to be totally honest. And I think that's the way that management was thinking going into this season. If, you know, if they can get enough pressure with Quinn and with Mack off the edges,
Hicks.
And Hicks and Goldman push up the middle, it don't matter who back there, because it's going to generate turnovers. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, it's going there. I like that.
I think to piggyback off that real quick is that I think that's the hardest thing that fans, like, from a psychological perspective, are having to deal with. This is a different team. They're building this team to be a good offensive team, and it's like hard for people to like really get it. Like, you legitimately have a quarterback that can kick people's ass.
Yeah,
like, he can throw the ball 80 yards, and if he breaks contain, he can run for 80 yards.
Yeah.
You got wide receivers, if he hits them in stride, they can run for 80 yards.
Yeah.
They're fast.
Welcome to the NFL, Chicago Bears fans.
Welcome to the NFL.
Because this is how this shit operates nowadays.
And it's hard. I'm trying to tell people, you got chess pieces. You got the running backs, the quarterback, the wide receivers, the fast wide receivers, the tight ends. And now it's all on Matt Nagy. So you think you're the man? Like, I went back and watched the Chiefs, the 2017 Chiefs, when he had the pieces and Alex Smith. They were a good offense.
Yeah.
They were a good offense. He was trying to do that with the teams we had before, and you didn't have the horses to run it. So, okay, let's see. The horses, let's see.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. I appreciate what you just said. I'm a piggyback off that real quick. Matt Nagy has everything he needs, right?
No excuses.
No excuses. Things should come together. Should come together like butt cheeks.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
they
sir.
Come together, right?
No excuses.
So hopefully it does. One last thing, man. Did y'all see, and I know this is not dealing with the Chicago Bears, but DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ran a 10.37.
Woo. Yes, sir.
Now people was laughing like, oh, he came in 15th out of 17 guys.
That's off the street.
They don't realize
these are Olympic level
those
athletes.
Are Olympic level athletes, but yeah. They're training for
all
that.
Year.
All year. They don't. When you run track and field, it's totally different than football.
Absolutely.
Totally different. They don't. You know, DK Metcalf. He never even ran track in high school. He said. So to get up off the couch basically and go do that, that's incredible.
You said he was a hurdler in 10th grade.
Okay, I heard Larrington Curry.
But he wasn't no sprinter.
Not a sprinter, though.
Right.
It's a total difference. It's a big difference. And then not only that, but also the other thing was that I saw was Michael Vick. He ran at 4.7, right?
Yeah.
In the 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
And he said that he actually had more left in the tank. He said next year he think he's going to run a 4.5.
See, he might fuck around. He might fuck around.
He said he pulled his hamstring. He said he pulled his hamstring in that run.
Mm.
So if it wasn't for that, he would have ran it faster. I'm like, to me, that's crazy for him to do that at 40.
That's nuts.
I think did Goodwin qualify? Goodwin's another. He's another Olympic athlete.
Yeah, another burner.
Goodwin.
Oh, yeah, he won a gold medal in the Olympics before.
Yeah, I think I think he qualified. I think he qualified for the long jump this time. Yeah. I got to verify. I'll check it. I'll put it on Twitter if I find it.
No doubt.
But yeah, man. These dudes are some freaks, man.
Yeah, man.
Athletes, bro.
Freakishly fast.
Yeah, one last parting shot, man. Rest in peace to Therese Coyne.
Yes.
Twin brother, man. Yes. He passed away on Mother's Day. I guess he got electrocuted. You know, he had a little incident out there in Durham, man. So respect out to Therese Coyne. Prayers out to him, to his family.
Yes.
I know it had to be tough for you know, lose a brother on Mother's Day. I know it had to be hard on his mom, man.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It's sad, man. It's a sad situation. And you hope that people don't slander the dude or any kind of way or anything like that, man. The guy's not here to defend himself, and you got a family that's grieving. So people, you know, respect their privacy. You know what I mean? Don't come with that bull crap, man. I'm not for it, and I'm not tolerating it either, man. So I'm shooting shots to anybody that takes shots, you know?
Yep.
Straight up.
Yes, sir. So with that being said, man, we got our weekly therapy. You can catch me at 79 Ill Will.
You can catch me at Darren Goodwin III. Of course, you can also check out the podcast Twitter handle, and that is at 3Kings_Midway.
And you can catch me at Nez, NES_DV15.
Y'all be
easy. Yes, sir. And thank you all for coming out to the Three Kings of the Midway, or Kings, depending on your vernacular. We out.